Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Well, what's up, everybody, man? I'm Tahir Moore.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn Internet, You're Scary. We got a very special guest, ladies and gentlemen. This young man is a comedian. Hails from the beautiful city of Philly. Yep. He has a lot of things going on right now. Birthday shows. He had a celebrity basketball game. He thinks he's a sneakerhead. I'm going to let him just live his life. Growing up on TikTok. Videos going crazy on Instagram. Ooh. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all put your hands together. Welcome to the show, Mr. Lawrence Killer Brew.
For having me, man. I appreciate it. I always enjoy doing anything to hear it does because I know it's quality work. So I'm here,
appreciate
man.
That,
I didn't appreciate the sneaker shot, but you know, it's cool.
I was about to say that was the one thing that you reacted to the biggest. Yeah. So was he right or was he wrong? I'm assuming he was
very
right.
Wrong. But see, Tahir, he's what we call a hype beast. So I let him live. You know, he's one of those, he see it, he gotta buy it type guys. So
that's not true.
I'll let him have it. Let him have it.
I only buy the ones that I like.
I hear
okay?
you.
I don't go off of like, oh, you gotta get these other than I buy what I like.
Okay.
I don't do what the hype beasts do.
You can always do the bet. I told you, we can pull out closets because I got 2 cribs full of sneaks. So we can pull them out if you want to.
Oh,
I have no problem.
2 cribs.
I have 2.
Not 1.
We can pull it out. You know what I mean?
I've already showed you. And you know what? Since the last time I showed you, I bought more boxes because more stuff has come.
And what you think? I'm just sitting here on my feet and not doing nothing? What did you do?
You say what?
You just think I just sit here and don't buy it too?
I just don't know if this is correct.
You just think here and don't think I get stuff shipped to me? That's what you think? There's a difference between going out and buying stuff and when you have people ship you stuff. There's a difference. So go ahead, continue.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wait, so you're getting your kicks off the docks?
I get
pure cocaine
from from certain players, you know, from certain people. I get them shipped to me. It's a difference.
Listen, man, I can't sit up here and say that I have all those connections. I will say that whatever I can find, I just go to GOAT and get. Okay. Like that, I'm not gonna cry about it.
See, I don't think it happened. That's what I'm talking about. I don't consider you really a sneakerhead because this is like, you know, that's like cheating. You know, you're just going to GOAT, it's available, you're going to buy it. That's not a sneakerhead. That's just a dude with money. That's all that really is.
No, I'm not a rapper. See, that's offsetting all of them when they show off their sneaker. I'm not them. I ain't got no number one hits.
I hear you.
I ain't got no movies in the theaters. I just like nice sneakers. That's it.
I'm not mad at you, brother. I'm not mad at you.
Tahir has all the got no tap shoes, man. I wouldn't mess with him. He got
you say what? What'd you say?
He got the high top tap shoes. He got the low top tap shoes. He got the Nike tap shoes. He got the new Puma tap shoes with Fenty. I wouldn't test that man's closet.
All right, man. It is what it is. I mean, I got inspired after I saw that Pat had a pair of Uggs signed by Britney Spears. I was like, this is a nigga that knows what he's doing.
Hey, I wasn't even going to get into this.
You got a real pair of Uggs signed by Britney Spears?
No, he's just but I mean, I don't be into the shoes. I bought shoes from Rite Aid before. You don't want to hear from me.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow,
the moccasins. Woo, I used to wear those all the time.
Hey, man, different strokes, brother. Different strokes are different. What we got today, Pat?
Man, I feel like today's theme is either snapped or fuck them kids because I feel like all the stories have been either people who are just saying completely or doing completely off the wall things, or people who are just showing little to no regard for kids, like on some, you know, to hear you're a huge fuck them kids advocate.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But on the show, typically I like to throw out a couple of random headlines, see what order you guys want to hear.
Okay.
This craziness is. Okay. So we have a man who is suing a hotel because a cockroach crawled into his ear, which is pretty much everybody's worst fear. We got a 20-year-old man rushed to the ICU after crunching his lung because he masturbated too hard.
Mm. Jesus Christ.
We got a woman going viral for pooping in her man's car. And we got a kindergartner bringing Jose Cuervo margaritas to school.
Oh, so these are like the things we get to choose to talk about?
Yep, whichever one, you know, piqued your interest, we could dive right into that.
I don't know if I should really say this, but it did kind of pique my interest, the fact that a 20-year-old had a collapsed lung by jacking off.
That's the most alarming, isn't it?
how hard and how much was he jacking off to, how hard did he come that his lung had to, like, I don't get that one.
Niggas be forgetting to breathe, bro. When you get it good, you hold your breath to, like, come harder.
Like, what?
Took a little longer than he thought, I guess.
Was he white? Does it say, was he white or black?
I do believe this was a white man.
Okay.
All right. So a 20-year-old man from Switzerland recently admitted to the hospital because he masturbated so hard that his lungs started crunching. They keep using the word crunch. I've never heard that in relation to lungs. So this must be a one of a kind. You said you heard of it?
Heard of collapse. I've had crunch.
Crunch, right. That's interesting. Says he was taken to the ICU with an excruciating lung injury. It started when the anonymous person definitely did not give up his name. He experienced chest pain and shortness of breath. And the x-rays revealed that the man was suffering from spontaneum pneumomediastinium. Has way too many syllables for me to try to pronounce, but it's a painful but benign disease where air leaks from the lung. It then becomes lodged in the rib cage. And as a result of this, the man was left with crackling sounds from his neck to his elbows. Jesus Christ.
Hey, I just want to commend you for reading that because I know I'd have fucked up every word.
That word beat my ass in the face.
I'd have fucked up every word you just said out loud. You know how you got to read it and you mumble over the word?
I had my finger on the words to just to help me out. But thank you. It says not just this, but his face was also swollen and air was found trapped all the way to the bottom of his skull. This sounds like the most pain, but I guess he was given paracetamol for chest pain and antibiotics so that he didn't get an infection. 20 years old.
Is it, you know, only thing I thought about when you was reading that was, what was he watching that got him that horny? Because I kind of want to see it myself. I kind of want to watch it myself. What was he watching that got him that horny? Because I want to see it. I ain't going to lie to you.
It crunched his lung. That must have been.
Yeah, like, I want to see what scene. Was it a cum shot? Was it, you know, was it a back shot?
Oh, you want to know what he searched?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like, what video was he watching? Because, you know, some people with certain points of the porno get them more excited, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I want to know what moment was it like, okay, oh, and then it just collapsed. I want to know.
I hope it was a premium video. Like, I hope he paid for it. You know what I mean? Because I know there's a lot of people paying for subpar porn right now.
I have a feeling about people who do that. I think they're like borderline crazy. If you pay for porn,
it's abundant.
Something's wrong with you at this point. Like if you literally put your card in and type the numbers, the three numbers and the date, and then say purchase, something is wrong with your life.
It's weird. But people pay for water too. And you know that water is free a lot of the time. But I'm assuming that when you pay for like Smart Water or Fiji Water, you're getting water that's that much better. So I would assume that these people paying with credit cards are getting some top quality porn. And I don't know that though, because I feel like I don't talk to enough people who admit that they pay.
I feel like that's just a good way to waste money, bro. Like we just said, there's too many options out there for you to go to get free content, bro. Like there are even OnlyFans pages that are free. You can just see some of that stuff. Like, why are you paying for this? Like, I don't understand.
And you got me curious. You got me curious now. Like, I want to see what is the higher grade of porn. I might pay for it now, because I want to see the difference between free porn and paid for porn. I want to see.
Any buyers, please let us know in the comments if it's that much better, because OnlyFans doesn't count. I feel like OnlyFans is the relatability, but if there's anybody paying for like Pornhub premium or all the onion booty type stuff, please let us know if it's better.
Am I the only one who likes unscripted porn, like real porn?
Yes. No, I'm the exact same way. I'm the exact same way.
Okay. I like amateur. I don't like what is made up. I want to see the rawness. I want to see no sheets on the bed. I want to see a fan in the background.
In the window.
That's what I need to see. I ain't gonna
lie. Why are they always playing Future though? All amateur porn has Future playing in the background. It's like one of three artists, Lil Baby or Future.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, they in the hood, but they keep it all the way real. You got to make it authentic for your fans. anybody that's paying for it, though, I just, God bless you. It obviously that you are not a big fan of saving money, which is probably why you need to know most about Current, okay? Because Current is the best way to bank. You understand me? Listen, you get to save more money with Current than anyone else, because they will grow your savings 60 times faster with a 4.0 APY on your current saving pods. That's more money to put in and more money you'll make over time. And that's 60 times higher than the national average of 0.06 APY. Current is giving you 4.0 APY. Your money is going to grow so fast. And it's also simple to get started. There's no minimum balance required. No lockout periods, no fees to get started saving. You just make an account. You get paid up to 2 days faster on direct deposits because most banks hold your money for up to 48 hours. Earn up to 15 times points on every swipe, redeemable for cashback rewards. No overdraft fees up to $200, which means you can kill all that anxiety that you get about having a card declined at the register. You ain't got to worry about that, all right? Current has helpful spending insights and notifications to track where and when you're spending. You can easily create a savings goal and a roundup purchases to save extra change. That's great for birthdays, holidays, it's great for anniversaries, whatever it is. Or if you just want to go shopping for yourself, get that roundup. Save that money for yourself, okay? Listen, we partnered with Current a couple times. We're doing it again. Y'all know Current likes to give away that free money, and that's what they're doing right now. Current is giving away another $1,000 to Damn Internet Too Scary listeners through the end of April. That's $250 for four more listeners of our show. All you have to do is download the Current app at current.com/DIYS3. Download the Current app at current.com/DIYS3. For a chance to win. There's no purchase necessary to win. Your purchases won't increase your chances of winning. Void where prohibited and eligibility restrictions apply. Visit current.com/DIYS3 for full terms and conditions.
Hey, can I win?
Yeah, go ahead, man. Oh, I have to let y'all know also, Current is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking services provided by Visa and debit card issued by Choice Financial Group. Member FDIC, the current annual percentage yield is variable and may change at any time. Terms and conditions apply. I try to read it as fast as possible without messing it up, because you know what they do that at the end. But
they do the little quick thing.
I had to do it at my own speed. I had to let them use me.
Hey, they be speeding those up too.
I definitely do.
I found out that they never said anything about how fast you have to do it, which is why I was like, that shit crazy though. Okay, cool. So moving on, I know that Tahir's in a hotel right now. So let's just go ahead and get into this cockroach story. Okay, so this happened in Ohio, An Ohio man is taking legal action against a hotel claiming that a cockroach crawled into his ear during his stay and it caused him to lose his hearing. That's probably the grossest way to lose your hearing, but his name is Todd Van Sickle. Todd Van Sickle was visiting Sands Ocean Club Resort in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina in 2021. And as he was sleeping, a cockroach crawled into his ear, waking him up from his sleep. The insect caused him extreme pain that lasted for months. Sadly, the bug left him permanently scarred, damaging his hearing. He accused Sands Ocean Club Homeowners Association and Ocean Annie's Operations Incorporated of negligence in lawsuits documents. And as the resort owners, he says they failed to properly inspect his room for cockroaches and did not thoroughly clean his room.
Okay.
He's also claiming to have lost wages due to medical appointments stemming from his hearing loss. And cockroach issues within the hospitality field are serious issues. It says 15% of hotels, motels, and inns, I know I wanted to say Holiday Inns, have reported a roach issue within their facilities. 15%. And that's just reported.
So does it say what hotel it was?
Yeah, Sands Ocean Club Resort in Myrtle Beach.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Sherry Bowen said she thinks she stayed there.
Okay.
Damn.
I don't know that hotel. And the fact that I don't know it, I'm pretty sure it's not 5-star. So some hotels.
You said because you don't know it?
I don't know. I've never heard of it. And I've been traveling for years. I pretty much stayed at every hotel that possibly could be. So if I haven't heard of this hotel, 9 times out of 10, it's not 5-star. So it's in Myrtle Beach. That's another thing. And I have never seen a great hotel in Myrtle Beach either. So
you've been there a bunch of times?
A bunch of times. I performed there at a bunch of times. So I think you got to roll the dice. You know, in some hotels, you just got to roll it and be like, hey, I hope I don't catch, you know, chicken pox or whatever.
Right here.
Yeah, you just roll it.
I agree, but also if it loses, honestly, I'm the type to make a big deal if I see roaches anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, the minimum, I'm getting the best room in the spot. Or yeah. I've left hotels too, but I think that the crawling in your ear is another, that's PTSD.
That's a whole nother. And that's the thing, roaches don't, like, cockroaches are big. Your ear canal is small. I don't know how a cockroach got in his ear.
Right.
I don't get that part. And also, I didn't know that hotels were supposed to check for roach and cockroach infestation.
Hell yeah.
I mean, like when they, I'm talking about like, I'm thinking of like the cleaning.
Okay. Cleaning is supposed to check for. I can get you with that one. Cleaning is definitely not supposed. It's supposed to make your bed, wipe shit down. Yeah.
Yeah.
Take out the trash.
Because that's the only way a roach infestation would happen is if it's not clean.
Now, there's a lot of questions. Was it one roach? Did he see more roaches? Was it like the roach?
Isn't if you see one, there's a bunch nearby?
It's possible. Because here's the thing. Like, people also could bring roaches. Somebody could be traveling who has roaches in their house, and they brought some roaches with them.
Yeah, but that's way less likely. Have a roach from a different city that's just also trying to figure out where he's at.
I think he's finna be the big man on campus. He finna,
I mean, think about it like this. A roach crawls in your ear and the staff says, my bad, I'm pretty sure the last person from Cincinnati had roaches in his house and he left it there. Or we're dirty and we have, like, you would never buy that shit.
No, absolutely not. They have to take responsibility for it regardless of who brought the roach or if the roach was already there. Right. I'm just saying, like, it could happen.
Like, I think he needs to take responsibility. If you're paying $29.99 for a hotel stay, you got to expect roaches. You got to expect it. That's how I look at it.
If you're paying what?
If you're paying $29.99 for a room, you got to expect roaches. Pay for quality.
I wouldn't expect roaches, but I would expect a less quality experience. But it's not like you're like, I'll deal with roaches today.
Let's be like this, my man. If you stayed at the roof, at the Red Roof Inn, what are you expecting at the Red Roof Inn?
Prostitution, maybe.
Exactly.
I would still say, put it like this. Even the worst of hotels have to have some type of, they're not just like, well, we don't get paid. I mean, I'm sure there's an element of that, but I don't think it's like we're the Red Roof Inn, so like don't even clean them. Like there's probably like some process. It may not be great, but there's gotta be a process.
You can clean the room and still have roaches. Like you could be clean. Like don't get me wrong, I have a very, very clean house, but I have seen a roach or two in my days of staying here. Does that mean I'm dirty? Does that mean my house is dirty? That just means that I left the pizza box on the stove.
I like how you said that. It was very in my days of staying here.
I've had a roach or two in my house, and I'm not. So who am I to be above roaches? Who am I to be above that? So I need to check this man. I need to know how much he paid. You know what I'm saying? I need to know that because all that comes into play. You pay for quality. I know that for sure.
You do pay for quality.
I've low-key seen a roach at a restaurant and still ate there. It was extreme circumstances.
Listen.
Really? What was extreme circumstance, Pat?
Listen, I had a roach today. Not today. I had a pop-up shop 2 days ago. I saw a roach and stopped on it before everybody else saw it, just to get it out the way. I did. Before anybody else saw it, just to get it out the way. So I don't like it. This is all part of life, people. That's all we got to say. It's more of them than it is us. They're going to be here after we're gone. Embrace the roach. Embrace.
Well, grossness aside, and if you can deal with roaches, it still ate his ear. I don't know what it did in there, but it left him with permanent hearing damage.
That's the messed up part, right there.
That's for sure a reason to sue. Y'all suing?
Yeah, I'm definitely suing. Yeah. Did he win, though? Did he win? Did you say anything about him winning? Oh, we didn't see people comment. I didn't even know.
I think the headline is that he's suing. So that must have been the most recent action.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, he's definitely gonna sue.
That's crazy.
I don't know how they're going to. I don't know how they're going to justify a ruling in his favor unless he like went down the very next night and was like, "Hey, something crawled into my ear." While I was standing here last night, because if he just like tried to do that like after the fact, it's like how you can prove that, like
yeah, because I've definitely told waiters I've had hair in my food, and I definitely did just to get off the bill.
Yeah, I brought it with me.
Well, no, he did. He for sure because it hurt him when it went in there. It caused pain. So I think he woke up and saw the roach, and then it became a big deal after that. So, I mean, this would be hard to prove. Period, yeah. But. I mean, it was 2021, so I'm hoping that he took his phone out and videoed it because a cockroach in your hotel room is already, and this was a resort, so that's already bad publicity. But you throw in that shit ate my ear, and then you go to the hospital and they literally can prove. I feel like at the hospital is where they can really prove it because they would be like, oh, yeah, there's some roach bites in here, as opposed to like, oh, nigga, this was clearly caused by you. Putting something in the, you know, like, but I mean, he's suing. It doesn't say that he won yet because I think he's just now suing.
But I had an ant problem in one hotel. It was Ontario, the Ontario Improv. I was there in a hotel we stayed in. I went to go turn on the shower, and you know how when the water runs out first, colony of ants poured into my tub.
Wow!
From the pipes.
From the pipes, like when I turned on the water, like a colony of ants just poured into it. It looked like blueberries was in my tub. It just was a
wait. First of all, were you in the tub?
No, I wasn't. You know, I was about to turn the shower on, but you know, sometimes before you turn the shower on, you turn the water on the faucet.
Let it warm up. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was pouring out, and like a colony of ants came out. I still got the video on my phone and everything. It was just
wow.
And all they did was the dude came in. He was like, "All right, so I can clean them up." I'm like, "No, motherfucker, what you mean? You can clean them up, bitch? I know you can do that. I don't want to be in here no more. I don't want to be in this room." So, and all they did was
clean them up.
Yeah, all they did was just give us a refund. Like, but I didn't do nothing. You know, most black people, we ain't suing like that, for real, you know.
Wow, that's crazy. That's like, so wait, the water came out and then the ants came out with it, right?
Yeah, it was like they was inside the pipe. It was like a colony, like at least 5,000 of these little things. It just all came out into the tub, just all in the tub. It was one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen in my life.
That's wild as hell. Damn. I mean, at least, I mean, that could have been, I mean, imagine if you were taking
that. In that tub, nigga.
Yeah, right?
I was in that tub, man.
Imagine you were in there, like, about to take a bath for some reason. And then shit just came, you were like,
Let me tell you something. That would have been programming you can't pay for. You can't write that type of program.
Listen, hold up. Can I bring up a story? Is it
somebody? Yes.
Okay, I saw this story today. I'm not sure the entire details, but I know the gist of it. A guy sued his job and won $450,000 because he told his job he did not want them to throw him a birthday party. Oh, y'all saw it?
I see that.
I saw that one.
And they threw him a birthday party, and he won $450,000 because he told them it brings him anxiety, and he don't want a birthday party, and they still threw him a birthday party.
Wow. No, that's crazy. We can absolutely talk about that.
I'm about to sue every bitch that threw me a birthday party, and we broke up. I'm about to sue her today. Because I think I can get some money. Every chick that threw me a birthday party in the past and we broke up, I'm suing your ass. So if you're on here, I'm suing you because I don't appreciate that. It gives me anxiety. I feel my boundaries have been crossed. I don't know. All that.
And also, he worked at a medical laboratory. So it's like, I feel like that's not even like a turned up job. So he said that for 10 months, he was asking, please don't throw me this thing. I like 10 months of just like, I'm just the lab. I'll be working in the lab. Like, I'm to myself. I have a disorder. Please do not spend no money or planning on giving me no type of party. And
they fired him. That was another thing. They fired him because he caused like, it was a, he kept causing a problem saying, I don't want it, whatever. So they fired him. That's fucked up. Hold up. Am I allowed to cuss on here? Cause I know Tahir don't cuss. I've been up here.
Who don't cuss?
I mean, that's Kev. I'm sorry.
You said I heard you here don't cuss.
Shit.
Hey, you know what's crazy? He had a panic attack when he learned that there was going to be a party. So he spent 10 months saying, please don't throw me a party. Then the party was planned by other employees while the manager was away, which... either means the manager didn't disclose, like, yo, do not throw this nigga a party because he has a problem, or they're just saying that. But it says when he learned about it, he had a panic attack. When he learned about the planned lunchtime celebration, which was to have included birthday wishes from colleagues and a banner decorating the break room, he chose to spend his lunch break in the car instead. And the next day, he had a panic attack in a meeting with two supervisors who confronted him about his somber behavior. And then he was fired 3 days later by email, saying that he posed a threat to his coworkers' safety. Jesus. That's crazy.
Fired him.
That's crazy.
Listen, for that man to tell you, nobody says don't throw me a party that doesn't mean it. Like, you're not being modest when you say that.
Oh, 10
like,
months.
That's gonna stress me out. Like, he tried to forewarn him. They still was like, nah, party for this.
Turn up.
It is crazy. Like, if he's already showing signs of anxiety and stress like that, why y'all just want to listen to this man? And listen, if y'all are showing signs of stress and anxiety, man, listen, check out BetterHelp, okay? Because this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, but we are firm believers in mental health and mental awareness. People don't like to wait. Well, I feel like people shouldn't wait until something is wrong to seek mental health. You don't have to do that. You know, you don't have to wait until your whole world's crumbling and crashing down on you to seek mental health. If you've been feeling down lately, you just need somebody to talk to with an unbiased opinion. You've been feeling like you've been sleeping too much. Your energy's been kind of, you know, depleting. Talk to somebody, man. These are professionals. Like, I knew I needed to get back in therapy. I had took some time out. I thought I was okay. And I was for a while. But then a lot of things happened in life. I was like, nope. Not going to let me get me down, bro. I signed back up for BetterHelp immediately, okay? Because we're dealing with a lot. We just came out of a worldwide pandemic. They had us locked down for almost 2 years. That by itself is stressing. Then you have jobs, you have bills, you have family, friends, and anyone in that in those categories that might have passed or been affected by the pandemic, man. It's a lot going on just to wake up every day. So don't let the stress and anxiety and other things get you down, man, check out BetterHelp right now. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you never have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and I encourage you guys to give it a try and see if online therapy can be help lower your stress and be a help to you. Damn internet, you scary listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/DIYS. That's BetterHelp.com/DIYS. Give it a try, man. Trust me, me and Pat are very serious about this. You guys will not regret it.
Was that planned? Like, how did that just transition to that?
He's good, man. He's good.
How did y'all do that?
He's been doing this a long time.
Okay, man. Say no more, brother. I'm not going to speak my thoughts.
No. I'm just saying he's good. He's good at what he does.
This is kind of like a game that we play with our Patreons, because they, when they see it coming, they'll like add. So they, because I always try to weave them into the, we have anywhere from 3 to 4 ads each episode, and so I try to see where I can place an ad in on a certain story that or topic we might be talking about, to just weave it in. So it's like, you know, you go when there's a commercial break, you know what's coming. You get up and leave, walk away from the TV. I try to weave it in so you don't even know what's coming. Just like bam, you here? It's
too late. Yeah, I didn't know that one was coming. I didn't know that one was coming at all. I just saw the logo popped in the corner. I said, Jesus Christ, these niggas is good.
Yeah, our assistant is amazing with that. So she puts the logos on for the companies while we're doing the ads, and you know, just work together as a team, man.
Works with it. What we got next?
All right, coming up next. All right, so actually, I've asked this on the show, or a variation of this, kind of to hear. Remember when we were talking about like the craziest things we've done to an ex or something like that, and we were kind of just like nothing much, we haven't really tripping. But I do want to ask you guys, what is the craziest thing an ex or a current girlfriend at the time did to you guys because they were upset?
I had a girl log into all of my social media as me and was like talking to people as me. Like, and I was literally like, you know how when you're just looking at your phone? So I'm looking at messages. Like, I didn't say that. Oh, who's this? What is this? But she had logged into my, this was a long time. This is when MySpace was popping. She had logged into my MySpace as me and was talking to people like she was me, trying to get them to say stuff. And the only reason I caught her is because one day I'm just looking and I'm seeing the messages pop up like, okay, I didn't say that. Where is this coming from? I
had to. You remember what she was saying as you?
She was trying to talk like me to get people to say stuff like, "Hey, I'm fucking with him," or whatever, blah blah blah. But she was saying stuff like, "Hey, you come to my show? We gonna hook up after the show?" Or, "Hey, you know, let's hook up this weekend and get together." "Hey, send me some naked pictures." Like, she was saying all this stuff. I'm looking at everything. That's why the outside of, you know, getting slapped by women, but you know, that's regular shit. You know what I mean? You getting smacked.
So nothing besides getting slapped, nothing violent or vandalism?
No, I'm not that. I don't think my shit is expensive enough to like fuck up. Like, like they were like, "This nigga, I'm not. I fuck this up."
They worth it?
It ain't worth it. You know what I'm saying? No point of fucking his shit up. He ain't got no nice shit. No one.
That's really funny.
I ain't really had no crazy stuff like that. I remember this chick. No. They really ain't had no crazy stuff happen like that.
Someone said.
One chick I stopped messing with. You say what? You say what, Lawrence?
So was it the dick ain't on vandalism?
I really had a whole lot of crazy stuff, man. I had somebody try to go to Twitter and talk some shit, but that was about it.
Go to Twitter? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's nice. Okay.
How long have you been married to here?
9 years. It was 9 years, March 17th.
That's congratulations, brother.
Thank you, brother.
What about you, sir? Are you married?
Oh, Pat is for the streets.
Oh, he out here.
Hey, what?
Pat out here.
You said, am I married? No, I'm not married.
That is for the streets, my nigga. You listen, you can tell by the way that bun hang that ain't nobody locking that down. You understand me?
He definitely give me Maxwell, light some incense in the crib vibe.
Oh, this nigga Pat be reading bitches' horoscopes over the phone. That's like, let me see your hand. They put their hand in his hand.
No, I got to draw the line there. Like,
yeah, sister, this means you're going to have a long life.
Everything else you said has some truth in it. I draw the line right there. No, I've had a Jamaican woman destroy my entire apartment and then call an Uber from my phone. That was the coldest part. I didn't even know that till the next day.
She destroyed your entire apartment?
She like broke the TV and some mirrors, and it was just like rubble all around me. And I was so exhausted when it happened. I was just like, I just went to sleep in the middle of all of it. And they woke up in just a disaster. I was like, oh, shit.
You was exhausted from what?
No, like I was asleep in the middle of the night. She woke me up on some bullshit and then started breaking shit. And I was just like, yo, what the fuck? And like, when I finally got her out, I was just like, Jesus Christ. And I went to sleep because I was, you know, it was we were both inebriated. And then I woke up the next day and I was like, what the hell?
Hey brother, listen with the big words. What that mean?
Drunk, my bad. We were drunk.
Okay, there you go.
And then I saw on my phone that she, even the Uber was from my phone. I was like, God, she cold as hell. I had a chick put ketchup all over my car. She wrote and drew stuff in ketchup, which is crazy because I guess she was a scientist because she knew that it was a hot day and that would burn into my paint. So I went to the car wash. Everybody at the car wash laughed at me. And when I washed it, the paint was stripped. And I also had a woman do that with egg.
Dude, what are you into?
I didn't deserve any of those.
Pat be giving these bitches I love you raw dick on the first night. And I'm That's like, man, true. You got to give these bitches, you got to give them, hey, I kind of fucks with you, protect the dick. Because you go straight to I love you raw dick and they feel that mushroom top. They in that. They locked in.
That is
the mushroom pot?
Jesus Christ.
No, you put that helmet on these bitches first night, they're going to go crazy like that, man.
I am a Trojan horse. I do not believe in the raw. I've been a Trojan horse since high school. I'm okay.
Damn, that's some thought-provoking shit. Like, you put ketchup on the car so it cooked. Like, that's some... Yeah, brother, you need to get some help. Maybe you need to talk. What's the people called again?
Better help.
You need some better help.
They do. I didn't do anything.
Hey man, I used to be one of those guys who said the same shit. It's always at the end of the day, the root of the problem is you. It's always you in the equation. I'm just trying to point it out there. You know what I mean? At the root of the problem,
the Jamaican girls were crazy. The other two had some.
So what about you to keep
see why they did that?
What about you to keep attracting these crazy bitches? What is it?
It's not. Wait. No, it was. I don't attract, man. Maybe I do.
Pat, but
I feel like when somebody says, I used to say that all the time. I used to say, man, why am I attracted to crazy women? But growing up, it's just like, all right, are all of these women crazy or am I doing something? And then labeling it afterwards, you know?
That was my next question. Like, either they came in a situation crazy or fucking with you makes them crazy. But it's one of the two.
Listen, man. Do you ever see signs that forewarn you of this behavior? And when you see those signs, do you tell yourself, she just did this one time. She won't do it again.
But I ain't gonna front. I kind of like a little crazy in my girl.
We all do. But you gotta recognize the sign, because a little crazy is one thing. Bad shit crazy is something different.
Yeah, when you cooking,
a little crazy is just the lid on it. You have to notice those signs, because no smart bat shit crazy person, man or woman, is gonna let that out the gate or let that out the bag off top, you're going to be like, man, they're a little crazy. And then you keep going and you're like, oh shit, they're bat shit. So, I mean, I don't know. I have never experienced bat shit. Maybe the Jamaican girl was bat shit, but for the most part, everything else was just like, she's just fun crazy. I think there's fun crazy too.
Hey, was the Jamaican girl, who had the best pussy out of all the crazy ones? Yeah.
Out of those three vandals?
Like, out of those three vandals, which one would you go back to again just to get the pussy? If you had one time, like one night, and he was like, oh, I could pick one of these crazy bitches.
The Jamaican one?
Which
the
one?
That's fucking about, Jamaican.
Which one you going back to?
I'm telling you, it's the fucking Jamaican. She had to have some crazy shit. She did $3,000 worth of damage. He like,
I've never been asked that before.
She broke his TV, and he was like, you know what?
Yo,
I'm gonna get some rest.
If you don't want to deal with that type of craziness in your life, then you need to get in on this amazingness that Revolt TV has for you right now. Assets over liabilities and love and respect. Killer Mike are back, kicking off Monday nights with Assets Over Liabilities with your hosts Rashad Bilal and Troy Millings of Earn Your Leisure fame, as they sit down with exclusive interviews with young entrepreneurs and moguls like Nick Cannon, YG, Angela Yee, and more. Find out if they're working with assets or liabilities and how they may apply to your own business plan. Followed immediately by Love and Respect with Killer Mike, a weekly talk show from the ATL hosted by the rapper, actor, and activist Killer Mike. Features a diverse lineup of celebrities, politicians, community leaders, having passionate, insightful, and unfiltered debates about today's top issues. Guests include T.I., Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, Tyler Perry, Bernice King, Drewski, Fab Five Freddy, and more. Listen, new TV episodes air every Monday night, starting at 9 p.m. Eastern on Revolt, and stream anytime on the Revolt app, YouTube, and at watchrevolt.com. Listen, get in on this quality entertainment, black entertainment. You know why we here. Go again right now. You can stream it anytime on the Revolt app, YouTube, and watchrevolt.com.
That was impressive.
That was pretty solid front to back.
That was impressive, brother. I have to give it to you. Kudos to you, man.
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm just out here trying to live my life, brother.
I ain't even mad at you, brother. Live it. Live
trying it to do what God wants me.
You definitely want you to do this.
All right. So I asked you those original questions because there's a woman going viral on TikTok right now because she was just, it's a video of her doing her makeup, and I can't play it right now, but I would highly suggest you watch it. She's doing her makeup and explaining a story in which she pulled up on her boyfriend, found out that he was with another woman. So she realized she didn't have anything to mess his car up. So she took a full shit in his driver's seat. And then she texted him saying, since you want to put me through shit, you can sit in my shit on the way home. Wow.
Hey, man. I'm impressed. I'm impressed. That is an amazing story.
I don't think that was... Okay.
The dialogue for me, the whole you put me through shit, I'm going to put you through shit, that's a drop the mic. That's a drop the mic right there.
But she better be ready for it to be over. You know what I mean? Hopefully that was her last straw and not her, like, because you know what I mean? Like, even what we just said, as much as that Jamaican girl scares me, of the three, that it's still open. So I would say, like, that's not a door I would ever open again. If a girl ever shits or introduces feces, That's a big chapter close.
But on the other end, for her to do that, she must know that she got some bomb ass pussy, because she must know that, because she feels as though I can do this and still come back.
I've never had that.
First of all, like, how much planning went into this? Because like that seems like something. I don't know a lot of women that can shit on command.
She said she had the bubble guts already because she was so nervous about the confrontation. So she basically just relieved herself of
in his car seat. But what she, I mean, what MTM, what she wiped with? Like, how did you, play? Did she have wipes in the purse? Was she able, was she like hovering over the seat so it didn't,
the chat.
It's a lot going on this.
Defecation of character?
I gotta get more questions than anything with the situation because now it's just like, now you trifle. I mean, you already trifle for doing something like this, but you big trifle.
Let me ask y'all this. Is it any situation where a man can do something to a woman where you can see that, okay, I understand why she did that? Like, is there any situation where a man can fuck over a woman that bad to where both of you can agree with her shitting and that man's...
Well, let's be clear. I feel like men do all types of wild shit to women where they don't react enough. You know what I mean? Like, really, though, there's a whole show called Snapped about women reacting about the level they should, where they just kill the shit out of the, you know what I mean? Like, niggas do some, people in relationships do some pretty trifling shit. It's not about what he did and what she did, because I don't know the dude and I'm not judging their situation. I just know that this particular thing isn't vengeful, it's gross. You know what I mean? Like, all the vengeance aside, you pop my tires, you know what I mean? If you psycho, kill an animal and put it in my, I'd be like, oh my God, she's crazy. But don't boo-boo in my car. Like, this is human shit that I'm cleaning up. Because the first thing I thought, it wasn't what she wiped with. It was what kind of shit. Because if it was just, like, solid emoji shit, and you're just like, oh, gross, and you can get a bag and throw it somewhere, that's one thing. But if she took a wet shit in your car...
Oh, that shit's going to be in the crevices forever. You got to throw the car away. Because every time you lean the seat back... A little bit more than you did the last time. You're gonna feel a little something every time. It's never gonna go away. It's always gonna be remnants of that bitch inside your car. Throw the fucking car away, man.
I'm gonna go out on a limb because I haven't seen the story yet. But I'm gonna just go out on a limb, man. It was a black woman, wasn't it? Was she black? Damn.
What part gave that away? The shitting, the cleverness afterwards.
The cleverness, because women can be very spiteful, and when they really want to get back at somebody, they can think of some real spiteful, clever, demean shit. Literally, you know what I'm saying? So, I just took a wild guess, but I had black woman written all over.
This doesn't seem like a usual black woman thing.
It does not.
No, but I think that the craftiness of it. You know what I mean? But also this doesn't seem like a normal thing. I don't think this, I've never heard anything like this. This sounds like
most black women be like, I don't play with shit. I don't do shit jokes. I don't do shit. I don't do shit play. I don't play with that.
Mm-mm. I think it'd more be about like, I ain't about to fuck up the rest of my day to get revenge on this nigga. Mm-hmm. Now she got to find a way. You know what I mean? It seems like that would make the rest of the day kind of uncomfy. Mm-hmm. But
to MTM family would not shit in my car. We don't play with shit.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You always find a way to take it too far. You go lay down, nigga.
Yeah,
go lay down right now.
I would be mortally surprised.
Okay, man. Yeah. Taylor, as a married man, how do you take people complimenting your wife?
Shit, niggas' eyes work. I know what the fuck I married. I got bad as fuck. I married up.
I got you. I want to know that because your wife posted some beautiful pictures the other day.
I didn't know
some dudes be like, hey man, you said I want to say hey.
I get it. I'm the same way too. Cause Kel's wife, Melissa, she be posting some pictures. Every now and then I like one, and then I skip like three and I like one. I'm like, I don't want to be liking my homie's wife's pictures that much. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if it feels disrespectful, but I just don't want it to come off like that. So I'll be like, nah, I do the same thing though. But she a baddie.
But a like is like a compliment. You know what I mean? It's like, obviously, if your homeboy has a beautiful wife, you can compliment them, but you don't want to be that nigga that's always complimenting, just like Tahir's like, I'm not trying to like all their photos, you know what I mean? But I feel like some men don't really know how to be with a beautiful woman. That, like, you know, like they'll see somebody looking and they'll like try to square up with them, like, hey, stop looking, you know what I mean? Or like,
don't go outside
without sweatpants. You can't be dressed nice.
I ain't the type. I ain't tell her nothing that she can't wear. The only time I say something like that is like, yo, if you gonna wear this, make sure I'm with you because I know niggas. You know what I'm saying? Or make sure you with your girls or something like that. But I ain't never like, nah, you can't wear that. It's too short. Man,
right.
Stunt on these bitches. You know what I'm saying? Stunt on these bitches. You know what I'm saying? Let these niggas know why I'm going raw. You understand me? I'll be shooting all up in that club, nigga. And a clean part of that pussy left, boss.
We'd be showing up to the club with no intentions to dance or nothing.
just pistols all in the gun. All in the dragon. The
clean part in that pussy. Jesus.
Ah, man.
Who's DJing today? I don't know.
You are not gonna get if we were to divorce, you're not gonna get more market value for that pussy. You understand me?
Hilarious.
Not gonna get market value for it. I have been acting a fool.
Market value is hilarious. But if are you married?
Who?
You.
No, Lawrence is for the streets.
No, I'm not.
Killer Brew is in the streets. Killer Brew used to be Killer Bitch, but he had to change it legally.
Hey.
2019 happened.
Hey, is this part where something come up on the screen?
No. We done with that part. It's done with the ass, baby. We keep it all the way. Listen.
This is
Killer Brew. This is the Killer Bitch, all right? This is the ass. Killer. Like, listen.
This is the ass.
I ain't taking no mess. I'm a real ass player and keep my foot on your neck. Now go out there and get my shit because my last name ain't player is Killer Bitch. And that was insane. He was saying every time we walked into the club.
That's an ad.
It's an ad
right here.
Not an ad. That is not an ad at all. You don't want to talk real.
Subscribe to killerbitch.com. This is an ad right now. Nothing to do with me. Okay.
Killerbitch.com would be a crazy ad.
Not in this situation right now, man.
Look at that. Lawrence is a body too. Y'all know? Y'all can see it.
But Killer, if you were married, would your wife shitting in your car be a need for divorce, or would you work through it?
I know this is going to sound crazy, but I probably would work through it because I feel like if my wife went to the extreme of shitting in the car, I had something to do with that. Mm-hmm. So I literally had something to do with that. So I've put her through a lot, and if she wanted to work it out, I would work it out. But if she like, I'm shitting in your car, I'm done. Then I understand. But if she was like, hey, I know I shit in your car, you know, I know it stank, but, you know, I still want to work it out with you.
Which is crazier to me, for them to be like, I know I shit in your car, but let's talk about it. Like, God damn, I don't know if I'm mature enough.
Oh, I'm finna be driving her car till that smell gets up out of there, my boy.
And it depends on how stinky it is, too. Like, if it's stank, then it's like, no way. If it's just like, she shit in my car, and you just got to...
Like, if it was some hard shit, we could just, you know, just pick them up and throw them away. You know, she my lady eat good, so I should throw these. You know, she ain't got the real... She got the hard shit, so... She gets that healthy eating shit. So,
A lot of smoothies.
A lot of smoothies. So the stuff is real hard, so you could just, like, tap it. A
lot of fiber.
Just brush them off. You know what I mean? That tablet shit.
Quick scrub. I don't got it in me.
that's a lot, man. That's a lot.
It's a shitty.
Well, listen, man. It's about that time. We gotta get Mr. Killer Brew up out of here, man. He has to go handle some business. But no, Lawrence, you wanna tell the people?
I'm really just going to the Sixers game, and I got courtside seats. So I'm not lying. I'm just telling you the truth. I got courtside seats. My first time courtside, so I want to get there extra early. Like, I really want to get there extra early so I can, like, walk around and act like this, you know. So that's why I told her I had to be somewhere. The game started at 7:30. I want to get to the arena at 7 so I can be in seats, and just walk around. Just stand
that
up.
Makes sense. That makes up. I'm not mad at that. I actually encourage
Never in my life set courtside, ever. I've never had my feet on the floor. I'm taking pictures, Instagram. I'm doing it all. I'm going live. What?
You should. Nigga,
I'm on the floor, bitch. Playoff. Philly. Game 2. I'm there. Y'all going to see me. Look on TV. Is we on TNT today? I don't know. Look at me. I'm on TV.
Tell the people where they can find you and about the candle line and all of that.
Oh yeah, people, man. First of all, I want to say thank y'all for having me. Anytime Tahir shares a platform with me, I enjoy it because people are amazing. His audience is fucking amazing. So if you want to check me out, you can hit me up at Lawrence C3H. That's my Instagram right there. I have my own candle line. I've been making candles for about a year and a half now. They're very, very high quality candles, man. You can check those at Comedy Hustle Candles. That is the Instagram. And everything is on my website, comedyhustle.com. From my candles to my nonprofit to about me. Anything you need, any information you need is on comedyhustle.com. So check me out, man. Tahir, I appreciate you, man. My guy, Maxwell. I fuck with you too heavy, man. Maxwell, I fuck with you, brother. I fuck with you heavy. That my hair can't do that. Like, I can't put my shit in my ponytail. I just got it dangling and shit like that. Like, women love that. They like playing in your hair, twisting it and all that. I know what you're doing, man.
He know what he's doing. The only thing I see why a front ponytail and still be pulling them left and right.
It's not a front ponytail.
If I put a ponytail in the front of my head, this thing is out here pulling like a motherfucker.
That's not a front ponytail.
You got an upright dude, upright bun. Well, listen, man, thank y'all so much for tuning in, man. We definitely want to thank our special guest, Mr. Lawrence Killebrew, man. He gave you all the insight on where you can find him at. As always, I'm Tahir Moore.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
This has been another episode of Damn, Internet, You Scared. We'll see you next week, guys. Peace.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with a sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.